A lot of things are happening. I don't know if you've seen or not, but California is basically, Los Angeles is in an uproar big time. These are not protesting. These are riots. The protesting is done. They're now out for civil war. The underground world system, the demonic system, is out in full force. In fact, Donald Trump had to send 10,000, was it, or a couple, I don't know, 2,000 National Guard into the, because the governor and so forth won't allow the police to help, only to a certain degree. Because they've been trying to prevent ICE from arresting all these illegal immigrants and murderers and so forth and whatever. Can you imagine that? I mean, these people are not American. You know that, right? They're not only anti-Christ, but they're anti-American. And they're being exposed. They've been running this country for years, and it's coming to an end because God said, enough's enough. I'm going to glorify my body. I'm going to rescue as many souls as possible for the period of time that I'm taking them out of here before I bring my wrath. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And we don't want to be caught up in the wrath of God because nobody escapes. Amen? So there's an area, something I wanted to share this morning about. I mean, we've talked about faith and so forth. And don't get me wrong, faith is essential. But there's a level of breakthrough faith. Everyone say breakthrough faith. It's a faith where you break through. You know, and that faith must be built up to break through. Amen? Now, remember, faith is defined in the, I'm not going to use the word, I'm going to define faith in what by the Spirit in the areas where faith is forever attached in the heavenlies. F-A-I-T-H. Forever attached in the heavenlies. So your faith must be connected in heaven. Amen? And in this, there's a reality that all things are possible. Faith is not unwavering. Faith is solid and consistent. It is active. In Ephesians chapter 6, and we need breakthrough faith, especially what's going on right now. There's a lot of people that are being swayed easily. Now you see some of these battles are false battles. And the purpose of these false battles is two things, is to expose the wicked, amen, and remove them. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, would you read it with me? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the trickery. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And again, so many times people forget that. You're not fighting your neighbor. You're not fighting, you're fighting what's influencing them. Amen? So what does he say? He says, therefore do what? Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, everyone say it, above all. Take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked. Those are all the voices. So there must be a breakthrough faith that you and I must maintain. Above all, take the shield of faith. Stop the voices of the stranger from preventing penetrating your shield. And why? Because when they penetrate your shield, it brings bondage. It brings what? Bondage. Many people don't even know they're in bondage. They don't even know that the shield of faith is not activated. They don't even know that they have a level of faith. You know, remember, the word says something as a man thinks, so he is. So in this, the enemy's always trying to make us into a place of oppression and heaviness, and we're not worthy, this, that, and whatever. And it's preventing faith from arising. Because he knows if our faith reaches a special level, a breakthrough of faith, he cannot touch us. He cannot penetrate us. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Breakthrough faith. Everybody's waiting for a breakthrough. There isn't one person not waiting for a breakthrough. Even the heathen are waiting for breakthroughs. And once we get one breakthrough, we're waiting for another one. We live a life of breakthrough. Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 3, please. Now faith is the what? Of substance, things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Substance. What is the substance? The promises of God. Substance is the promises of God hoped for. Why? Because it's a future place of reality. So we're taking from the future and bringing it into the present. Why? Because hope is associated with this, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made with things which are visible. Wow. So the substance is the promises of God. Remember, we are connected to heaven. Heaven, so many times people think heaven is way out there, man. No, heaven is right next to you. Heaven is another reality. It's a spiritual place. It's not far from us. We live and move our being in God's presence, in Him. So everything is, when we call heaven, we just talk about different realities, different dimensions. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. For she said to herself, say it again, she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Does everybody see that? She said to herself, she focused on breaking through the crowd of distraction and connect so she could receive. You know, we're distracted all the time. We're always, the enemy's always trying to sway us one way or another. Verse 22. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Did she have breakthrough faith? Amen. And when the woman was made well from that hour, powerful, again, in this, she said to herself, she focused on breaking through the crowd of distractions and connect to the presence of God by touching his garment so she could what? Receive. She knew already if she did this, she would receive. So many people don't realize that if they just did this, they would receive. Amen? In verse 28, oh, happy days. And when Jesus came into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said to him, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. So things are according. In other words, whatever faith, level of faith you're at is what you get. So we've got to be in that area where we maintain a high level of faith, which we call breakthrough faith, so that no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to break through. And you know it. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. But when they departed, they spread the news about him in all the country. So they didn't hold their word, but he, you know, they probably said, yeah. I mean, how could they tell, how could they not tell people? They could see now when the people that knew them were blind. Amen. So open the eyes according to the level of your faith. That was breakthrough faith. So again, there's that place where you and I must maintain a level of faith to break through. It's called breakthrough faith. I mean, we all deal with it. I mean, you know, when you first get attacked, people usually think worse first. Worse first, worse first. Until the Holy Spirit kicks in. Then he says, did you forget? Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. It's amazing that they knew it then and people don't know it now. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs from which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you what? Desire. So he said, man, whatever you want, it's yours. But because she had what? Great faith. Great faith. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So is there distance in faith? No. No. Great faith. Again, when God sees that you have great faith, he grants your desires, doesn't he? It's unwavering. It's breakthrough faith. Now, this faith seals your words. It does what? Seals your words. This faith seals your words. So your words are going and faith is going. Now, what's connected to faith is the anointing. So faith is connected to the anointing, and the anointing is connected to faith. So where there's no faith, there's no anointing. Where there's no anointing, there's no faith. Hallelujah. Psalm 36, verse 5 and 6. So it doesn't matter what the attorneys say, the courts say. It doesn't matter what anyone says. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. You reach the level of breakthrough faith. And you receive it. You receive. Because you know it. You know you got it. There's a knowing that you know that you know that you know. Amen? Verse 5. Verse 5. Let's speak it together. Your mercy, O Lord, is where? In the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. In other words, in the heavenlies, faith reaches to his throne. That's why many people live a life of on a roller coaster. One day they believe. And it doesn't matter about, they may believe in certain things, but not in everything. Well, see, breakthrough faith believes God can do it all. Glory. James chapter 1, verse 2, let's speak it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. You're going to fall into various trials. You're supposed to. It's part of God's plan. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? patience, which is endurance. So how is he going to build your faith? He's going to put you into various trials. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete in what? Lacking nothing. Well, a breakthrough faith lacks nothing. If any who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in what? Faith, knowing that you got it. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So we're to count it all joy. I didn't say it would feel good. I said you're just supposed to count it joy. Amen. Perfect. Why? Perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Because breakthrough faith lacks nothing. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes or no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Through who? Through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has what? Anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us a spirit in our hearts as a what? Guarantee. Again, faith connected to the anointing, and the anointing connected to faith. Faith is not woe is me-sy. It doesn't woe me, woe me, woe me. That ain't faith. Amen? Faith says, amen. Yes, Lord. You're faithful. And you know, you got to confess it. You got to make the confession. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said to herself, if I do this, I'm going to be healed. If I confess this, I'm going to be healed. Why? Your words are covered with faith, and faith is connected to the anointing. Galatians 6:8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So is confessing God's word and promises sowing to the Spirit? Yeah. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not what? Lose heart. In other words, if you lose heart, you've diminished from the level of breakthrough faith. Amen. We don't lose. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Wow. You know, again, building your faith up is vitally important. Praise and worship, forsaking not to assemble, speaking a word. Faith comes by what? Hearing God's word. Praying in the Spirit. Tongues increases your faith. There are things that increase our faith. And remember, your trials are supposed to build your faith, not diminish your faith. But so many people allow their trials to diminish their faith instead of build their faith. Well, it just didn't happen the way I wanted it. So what? You're going to let that diminish your faith? No. God's got a better plan then. You must continue to grow up, not down. 1 John chapter 2. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes, but we're not going to let them destroy us. We're going to still maintain faith. Okay, Lord, I made a mistake. Please fix it. Thank you very much. Lord, I can't fix this one. You're going to have to take care of this. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Well, look around the world. Those people that are protesting, they're not walking in faith. Those people that are rioting are not walking. They're doing it in their own strength. Amen. There's no faith involved in any of it. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been of us, they would what? Continue with us. Hallelujah. That for if they had been with us, they would continue with us. But they went out that they might be what? Manifest that none of them were of us. Why? Because they were not in faith. They were not believers of the faith. See, that's the difference between religion and true relationship. Because where there's truly a relationship, there's faith. And faith is always building. Every day you go to the Lord in prayer. Once you get beyond yourself, faith doesn't have to do with yourself. It leaves yourself. Amen? It goes beyond. Why? Because it's connected to heaven, isn't it? It's connected to the anointing. It's connected to the promises of God. Verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You know all things. How do you know all things? Because the Bible says that we wouldn't lack anything. So I'm not going to lack anything. I'm going to know whatever I need to know. That doesn't mean I'm going to know everything that I don't need to know, but what I need to know, I'm going to know. Try and say that 10 times. Breakthrough faith with the anointing keeps us in position to resist and overcome. To resist the powers of darkness and overcome them. Somebody, any kind of circumstance, anything that you're going through. Again, breakthrough faith with the anointing keeps us in position to resist and to overcome. You know, every time I injure myself, which is usually a couple times a week, one way or another, something's happening. First words out of my mouth is no pain in Jesus' name. No pain in Jesus' name. No pain in Jesus' name. Am I acting in faith? Yes. No pain in Jesus' name. And the world tells me, don't forget his benefits. Who what? Forgives our iniquities, heals our diseases, crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, rescues our life from destruction, renews our youth like the eagle. Hallelujah. I claim that one every single day. That's a promise from God in a psalm. And this is what you and I must do. Why? To increase our faith, maintain our faith. There must be a level of faith that is breakthrough faith. Because we want to advance. Once that level begins to diminish the enemy, you begin to backslide. You won't advance. Amen? Philippians 3. Glory to God. There's no regret in faith. Now, we may regret some of the things we've done, but it's not going to affect your faith if you don't let it. Amen? Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I do not count myself as to apprehend it, but one thing I do is what? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching toward those things which are what? Ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us all, as many as are mature, have this thought pattern. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that you've already attained, the level of faith that you've already attained, let us walk in the same rule and let us be of the same mind. Wow. We must press. What is the prize of the upward call? Breakthrough faith. It's a release of the promises of God. James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. So there must be activation of it. But someone will say to you, have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe, therefore, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is what? Faith without works is dead. So what is the works? Your confessions. In other words, you begin to live, act, and an attitude that you got it. If you're dealing with an illness, you act like you got it. You're healed. That's faith. Yeah, I may be sneezing, sniffling, and puking and everything else, but by his stripes I've been healed. Why? I know that I'm going to get better. I know that I'm going to break through. There are things that I have to do to assist my physical breakthrough, but God completes whatever he starts. How many times do you think about this, that, you know, we've all made mistakes, and then we regretted some of the mistakes. And then later on, as we're following the Lord, some of these things get fixed up that you didn't even know about. I can't tell you how many things were fixed up in my life that I didn't do anything about it. Because as I was walking with the Lord in faith, living from the future to the present, he was fixing my past. And it happens all the time. So you don't have to look behind, you just go forward. No, it's all going to work to the good. Everyone say it. It's all going to work to the good. The devil doesn't want you to believe that. But you must maintain a level of faith, breakthrough faith, where that scripture is a reality. It's tangible to you. It's not a what if. Yeah, but. There's no buts in the ministry. We're the head, not the tail. Amen? Praise God. 1 John chapter 2. Now, one of the things I want to share about this is, so there's three P's. Praying, praising, and pressing in. Praying, praising, and pressing in. You pray, you praise, and you press in. That's what the woman with the issue of blood did. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Our faith is being challenged every day now. More than it's ever been. We're watching children go astray. We're watching families be destroyed. We're watching all kinds of stuff because of the enemy. And the only reason why these things are happening is because people are not in position or they're not maintaining a level of faith. Remember, it's not how you always begin. It's how you end. So if you have a child that's wayward, you just keep maintaining faith. The end result is victory. Amen. I remember I've got a daughter that I haven't talked to in years, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And I said to the Lord, Lord, if I never see her again, your promise says she'll make it home. And I pray for her every single day so that she does make it home. Amen. And I know she's going to make it home because I have faith for it. Glory. Verse 1, let's speak it. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Our faith, that's a breakthrough level of faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Overcoming with breakthrough faith. I'm going to close at Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 12, please. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation, which means focus of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What a prayer that is, huh? Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the victory with thanksgiving. I'm going to say it again. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the victory with thanksgiving. Pray, praise, and press in, maintaining a level of breakthrough faith. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and we ask that you continue to encourage us and remind us of breakthrough faith. And when we begin to diminish anything, begins to diminish our faith, expose it. Expose it so we can repent and remove it. Lord, we commit to you all things. We thank you. We love you. And we thank you for your word and presence today. And prepare our hearts for communion. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.